a certain perspective in Kabbalah Satayr. The Shalah HaKadosh in Sech the Shavuos Perek Ner Mitzvah is test. So he brings from the Sefer Telas Yaakov, gotten somewhere from about 300 years ago. The Telas Yaakov, who says the following thing. Vida, ki kmoishe b'Rosh Hashanah, just like on Rosh Hashanah, Rotzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'hashgiach, the Eibishter wanted to be mashgiach v'lidroish maise b'nei Adam, the Eibishter is done the maise b'nei Adam, ki hu yayim habriya harishayna, v'chidush ha'olam, right, since it's the Yom HaBriya Rishayna, so we'll touch this up soon. So since it's the Briya Rishayna, so when it comes around the cycle to that Yom, so the Eibishter wants to be Mashgiach V'lidra Ishmaisa B'nei Adam, Ki Hu Yom HaBriya Rishayna, V'chidush Ha'ilam, U'kmai Shetikna Loimer, as they were Masak in the Nusach, Zeh HaYom Tchilas Masecha, Kedivir V'liyazah Sheimer, B'tishrei Nivra Ha'ilam. Similarly, Kein Rotza B'yom Matan Torah, so also, the Eibishter wanted on the Yom Matan Torah, Shehu Meire Al Chidush Ha'olam. We'll touch this all up. Shehu Meire Al Chidush Ha'olam. So it's similar to the Yom Briyas Ha'olam in that sense. So just like there, he wants to be Mashgiach and to be Dan the Briyas. Here also, where it's also Meire Al Chidush Ha'olam, he wants Lashgiach V'Lidroish Al Maisei Ha'olam. It wants to be Lidroish al Maisei Ha'olam Velodunai al Peris Ha'ilon. Kedisa per Kamad Roshana Barba Prokim Ha'ilon Nidain Batseris al Peris Ha'ilon. And what are Peris Ha'ilon? Avada, there's a Pashtun Pshad of Peris Ha'ilon. It's Mucha. But what is it? Also, what's Munach in this Peris Ha'ilon? Ukvar Biarno, Zoktis Taylas Yaakov. Ki a Peris Ha'heim, Heim Haneshamais, a Perchais, Me'ilonoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're the neshamas which are pireach meilonai shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, veha'olam nidain biyoyim ze al ha'toyra shenitnavoy. It's not just a kabbalah of Torah. Shavuos is a yom hadin of Torah. Ha'olam nidain al ha'toyra shenitnavoy by shebitlu atzma mimena. For hu amrei, and that's what it says, that a person is nidan on Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos. Hu amram al peiris ha'ilon. Shaloi hishlimum, that he made defective payers b'tayru b'mitzvahs karoi. You weren't mashlim them karoi. Right, we have to understand what the nature of this Yom Hadin is, Chidush Olam, and also, what does it mean? What does it mean that the payers are ilon? What is that their payers are ilon? What does that have to do with Torah? What does that have to do with that's a nidan al Torah? Because it's peiros of peiros ha'ilon shalei. What's peiros ha'ilon? Peiros ha'heimim and neshamas ha'perchas me'ilonai shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's that got to do with being done them on Torah? Peiros that come from ilonai shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one aspect of this din of Torah. You see the same idea now, but here it's being done on the Ovar. Right here it's being done on, there's a two-sided thing here, we'll see. Here it's being done on the Ovar, on the Torah that you weren't mashlim beforehand. Right, that you should, that the Peiros are not complete Peiros. Tzfas Emes in Shavuos, in the old Tzfas Emes, it's in Parshas Bamidbar. So in Shnas Tofresh Samach Aleph he writes there, Ach HaTorah Nikris Eitz Chaim. The Torah is called Eitz Chaim. Ukmoishe Ilan Maitzi Peiros Becholshana Vishana, Kmoichein Hatayra Mischadeshes Peiroseha Becholshana. So also the Torah is Mechadesh its Peiros Becholshana. Vilochein Baatzeres al Peiros Ha'ilan. Hainu Hischadchus Hatayra Shenikris Eitz Chaim. Vachein Isa Besvarim, he goes on this Vasem is to say. V'chulei, and then he says, "K'moichein bechol chag shvuas zman matan teresenu mekablim bnei Yisrael chelik hatayra hamischadeshes al kol yemei hashana for the entire year to come." V'achar, and then during the year, maitzia mikayach el apayel kol echad b'mekaymei v'shaitei. And how are you? What's the extent? To what extent are you zeichet to this ischadshes of Torah on shvuas? V'zeh ischachus toli kifi hachonas kol echot. And then he continues, V'yoyimze shayrish hatayrish al kol hashona. V'lochein. Interesting thing, he says, shtei alechem bo chometz. Most karbonis is, you're not allowed to bring karbonis of chometz. The shtei alechem of shvuris you are, you bring chometz. Why? Because on yoy matan Torah, Torah is the tavlin, what's that for Yetzer Hara, the bittel of Yetzer Hara. This is the yoyim ha-Torah where you got your zeicha to the kayach of Torah, so isbe bittel Yetzer Hara. Well, if she says, "I am sheirish atayra who bitla yetsir hara atayra tavlin kenegad yetsir hara," therefore, punkt on shvuas, there's no problem. Chametz is the chimutz alev is a bad thing. Yain that's machmitz is bad, right? So chametz is like the yetsir hara. So every place there's a pachad of the yetsir hara the whole year. But here, where it's the kabbalah, it's the sheirish of kabbalah atayra. So then there's no kind. That's in Shnas Tofrei Samach Aleph. Tofrei Shlamid Hei writes. Just like Chazal said, that all of the Nevi'im got their Nevu'ah Mehar Sinai. So you have over here a two-sided Yom Hadin on Rosh Hashanah. You have on the one hand what the Shalosh says. It's a din, you always have that really. It's a din on before, right? It's a din on what did you do over the past year. And it's also a din of to what will you be zeiche, right? To what will you be zeiche in the coming year. And Bam is everyone, like start with Rosh Hashanah itself. We'll touch up what he said. Yom Shen Nivra Olam, right? So Klal Yisrael, as you know, it's not a history, it's not a timeline, it's a cycle, right? As you get back. The Yom of Briyas Ha'olam, of Rosh Hashanah, Hayom Haras Ha'olam. So that Yom is a Yom of Briya. Every time it comes again, the Eibishter is recreating, reassessing, and making it again. I left this person in the Briya with a particular function. How did this person fulfill that function? Did this person realize, did he do what he was supposed to do or not? In other words, the Rebbeinu Shalom has soldiers in this world. Every person has their tafkid. When you're looking at the tafkid, when you come, you come to that time when you're resetting up, it's a reset of that tafkid, you want to know, was this guy a good worker? Did he do it or not? Meaning, A, did he do it or not? L'shaavar. B, does he have a function in the future? Right? Is he somebody who has a function in the future? Right? Does he have a function in the future? Tshuva. In that can say, even if he did wrong beforehand, right, he can reestablish himself as somebody who has a function in the future. That's what tshuva does. But it's bad to always two-sided. You're being done on what he did, right, within the context of his, is he right? Does he fit into the net to be a worker, to be able to be contracted to work for the next year or not? Or is he just shown that he's incompetent and inept? That's on a Yom of Bria. So Rosh Hashanah is a Yom of Bria and Chiddush. Shavuos is a Yom Shenitna B'Torah, is a Yom of it's also Chiddush Ha'olam. Why is that called Chiddush Ha'olam? Because the Tachlis of the Bria, Bishul Yisrael Shenikra Reishis and Bishul Torah Shenikra Reishis. The Tachlis of Bria was for Torah and Klal Yisrael. But the Tachlis of Bria was for Torah. And Chazal say that for the first 2,000 years of the Bria, before the it's called Alpayim of Tayu. It's called Alpayim of Tayu because there was no Tayu. And the Eilam was Reifefayim, the Eilam was Mitle Tala Vekoi, the entire existence of the world was contingent upon that Klal Yisrael will be Mekabel Tayu after the Alpayim Shana. So the Alpayim Shana essentially is a Chiddush of the Bria, gives the Bria its Kayach to exist. That's Yom Shenitna B'Torah. When that Yom Shenitna B'Torah comes, so Mela, you have the same type of din. That's what the Shlosh bringing. You have the same type of din that you have when it comes around the Yom Shenitna B'Torah that you have when it comes around the Yom Shenivra B'Torah. What does it mean in the context of the Yom Shenivra B'Torah? When you come to Shavuos, the din is you had a time. The world is Bishvil Yisrael and Bishvil Torah. The world is created for Torah and for Klal Yisrael. Torah and Yisrael, by Reis of a Kutcher, Brich and Chav. It's all one. There's nothing else other than that. So you have a tachlis, you have a Torah de Ketachlis over the last year. Right? You have a Torah de Ketachlis over the last year. If you have a Torah de Ketachlis over the last year, how did you fulfill that Torah de Ketachlis? Did you fulfill it or did you not? What's the Elon? The Elon that he was speaking about, it's the same thing that he says, the Eitz HaChaim, which is Torah is the Eitz HaChaim. Because the highest level of Bria, of anything that was created, which is well beyond our Musagim, is Torah. The Eibush, is the Dvarim, the talking, the words of the Rabbi Yishmael. Right, and then everything goes, Mishtal Shalom, until you get down to this low world. But that's what Torah is. Everything grows from there. Everything comes from there. Yistakel b'raisu b'ra'alma. Everything grows from Torah. Eitz Chaim, the tree, the Elon of the Rabbi Nishal Olam is the Torah. That's from which everything grows. So the pre of this Elon, right, is Klal Yisrael. The pre of this Elon, you are a pre of Torah. You are a pre of Torah. Are you a good pre worthy of the tree that you came from? Or are you not a good pre worthy of the tree that you came from? Were you Mekayim it or not? That's what the Telas Yaakov says. You're Nidan ala Torah. Sha'al what? Taperus heim aneshomis aparchais me'ilonei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Torah. Ve'oilom nidun b'yayim zel ha-Torah shenifta b'shebitlu atzmam mimena. Ve'hu amram ha-Perus ha-Ilon sheloi hishlimum b'Torah u'mitzvus karoi. You're Perus of Torah. You're meant to be a total product of Torah. Were you or weren't you? Were you Mekayim or weren't you Mekayim? That's one thing. Just like, taking the parallel further, just like in Rosh Hashanah, achutz from the din of were you or weren't you, right? Even if chas v'shalom you weren't, but there's a mahalach of tshuva, right? There's a mahalach of tshuva in the context of the din of Rosh Hashanah, of Bria. There's a context, there's a mahalach of tshuva, the yesod of which being, I'm different now, and now I am worthy of fulfilling a function in this world for the year to come. Right? So you have the same thing in Torah. The din of Torah is you're not a pre-worthy of the Elon because you didn't. Right? So what does that mean? So then, that's it. You're right. You have to be thrown out. You're useless. Right? What's the parallel to Tshuva on Rosh Hashanah? The parallel on Shavuos is a hachana for Kabbalah Satayra. You prepare yourself. You're mizbatel to the Rabbi Nishalaylam. You're mizbatel to the Rabbi Nishalaylam. And now you are worthy of, from here on in, being a worthy pre of the Rabbi Nishalel. That's the equivalent of tshuva, right? Being a worthy pre of the thing. That's a chizuk in Torah, a chizuk in being, being mizbatel, and making hachonas to be able to be mekabel the Torah. Making hachonas to be mekabel the Torah. That's already, that's the Sfasemis' end of it. That's the Sfasemis' end of it. That we kifi, the hachonas that you make, on Shavuos to be mekabel the Torah. On Shavuos you get the Torah. You get the Torah for the whole year. It comes out. I mean, you don't have it. It's all b'koyach. And the b'payal of it, it's through the whole year. It's through the whole year. That means Shavuos is a meridik day. It's a yom hadin of sorts on the past year of Torah. And it's the shayrish of the Torah for the coming year that you're going to get. I saw Rav Moshe Sternbuch brings down that he heard from Rav Shach Zichron Levracha, who used to quote B'Shem Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, that Kabbalah, that it was Rabbi Zalman used to say, it's Kabbalah B'Yodai, stems with everything we said so far, that Shavuos is a Yom Hadin L'Torah, Shabayim Hazeh Kodesh Baruch Hu Dan Kol Echad, V'Kaveya Lois Kama Siyata D'Shmaya Yekabal B'Lima Da Torah. That's what we said. But he threw in this idea of Siyata Deshmaya. What's this idea of Siyata Deshmaya? What's the Hachana for Kabbalah Satayra? The Hachana for Kabbalah Satayra. You were Nidain, a worthy, you want to be a worthy pre of the Elon, a pre of the Eitz HaChaim of Tayra, which is the Elon Shal Elon Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's the hachana? What is it? It's siyata d'shmaya. What does siyata d'shmaya come in over here? Because harei chachmas atayra is not like shar chachmas. Shar Chochmas to be kaina. So a person himself sits and you take the book, right? Read the text. And fine. The teacher's just giving you over the text. He's just making the text more palatable or telling you the idea. Read it, take the text. In Gemara, there's no Talmud 101. There's no such thing. The limud of Torah is not like that. The kinyan of Torah, the emes ha'avon of Torah la'amita, it's not shaykh. Be'etzem, it's not shaykh bechal for a person to understand. Torah is, if Torah is hevel piv of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, how exactly do you can a person come to get a havan, any sort of havan in Torah? The Torah says only with siyata d'shmaya. The only way you can have that is if the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is feeding it to you. When you want to, what's the bracha? What's the bracha that you're making? What's the bracha? Brachas at Torah. Melamed Torah, Lama Yisrael. Melamed. Not that he was melamed at the Moshe, and now we have. When you sit down, when you're trying to figure out a pshat Rashi, when you're trying to figure out the oymik of Rabbeinu Gershom, who you get the oymik, who's giving it to you? The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is learning with you. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is a melamed Torah, Lama Yisrael. What are you saying, Krishna? What do you mean? Kein techoneinu. To give it to us as a matnas chinam the Torah, because we can't for etzem do it. Give us the asat of the shmaya util amdeinu and teach it to us. You need the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to be melamed the Torah to you. Without the Rabbeinu Shel Olam being melamed the Torah to you, it's not shayach to learn. It's not shayach to learn. Now, how does one get that? How does one attain that level that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is going to learn Torah with you? So that which is again, what's the hachana for Kabbalah Sater? Since the only way that you can be mekabel Torah, the only way you can be koine Torah, is if the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is a melamed Torah. How do you get the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to want to learn with you b'chavrus? How do you get the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to want to learn with you? You're mizbatel to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Your hachana to Kabbalah Satorah is you're mizbatel. You're beiteach in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that there's nothing else. So what are you doing? Then you're davuk in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You transcend all of your mundane cheshbainas and your mizbatel to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam learns that. Then you have the siyata d'shmaya. It's also I'm just quoting Ava Rabba, Bavur Aviseinu, shebatchu becha vatalandim chukichayim. What does batchu becha have to do with vatalandim chukichayim? Because it's not Talmud 101. It's not Torah 101. It's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is melamed Torah with Klal Yisrael. How do you get the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to learn with you b'chavrusa? Shebatchu b'cha v'talamdeim chukechayim. What do we say in Brichas HaTorah? Shenia anachnu v'tzeetzoeinu yoidei shmecha v'loimdei sarasecha l'shmo. What's yoidei shmecha coming over here? Yoidei is yoidei is a lashon of chibur. Right, it's not just I possess the knowledge of what the Shem Hashem is. Yoidei Shmecha is Dovuk to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You have to be Yoidei Shmecha, then you can be Loimdei Sarasecha Lishma. Without that, without the Yoidei Shmecha, you don't have it. You don't have it. That's the Hachana to Torah. And if one has Torah, the Chshivas, you appreciate the value of what you're getting if you're Zeicha to the Siyata D'Shmaya. What you're getting is a Keser Torah, which Chazal Darshan, Gemara and Yuma, that Yikara he mipninim, it's Yikara mikayin Godel shenichnas lefnai olifnim. Why is it Yikara from the pninim? Is it Godel a mamzer Talmud Chacham from a kayin Godel Amoritz? Why kayin Godel shenichnas lefnai olifnim? What happens when a kayin Godel shenichnas lefnai olifnim? Kayin Godel is mispashet from Gashmias, right? And goes zeichet to go into the Kodesh Kadoshim, which is mufka from all that. And a person, even a mamzer and a Talmud Chacham, is bigger than that. Mamzer was dovek in Torah, is bigger than that. Because where's the shayrish of Torah? The shayrish of Torah isn't in this world. Someone who's dovek in Torah means he has the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for chavrusa, and he's dovek to the hevel piv of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, which is above all of these olamas. So what's a bigger darga, the Kohen Gadol who can go in on Yom Kippur and be mispashet from that, or the Talmud Chacham who's always mechuber to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam on a higher level? That the Talmud Chacham is higher than that the Amamzer Talmud Chacham is chashiver than the Kohen Gadol Amoritz, even though Yekarei Mipninim Mekohen Gadol Shenichnas Lefnai Lefnim. Everything we said here this whole business of the chshivas of it, it's a Rambam. It's the Rambam beginning of Per Gimel of Chastamut Torah, Alacha Aleph and Alacha Beis. The Rambam says as follows: the mocker for this part of the Rambam is Yuma and Beis. B'shloisha ksarim nichteru Yisrael, Keser Torah v'Keser Kuna v'Keser Malchus. Keser Kuhuna zocha by Aaron. Keser Torah, it goes in Keser Malchus. Keser Torah, those were reserved already, right? This was zocha by Aaron, and Melucha is not. Fine, Shem Yehuda, Layasa Shem Yehuda. Keser Torah, Harei Munach ve'Oimed. Just laying there. Umuchan lekolakoyim. It's muchan for everybody. Shenemar, and now the Ram. Shenemar, Torah tzivolonu Moshe Marosha Kilos Yaakov. Kol Misha Yirtza Yova Vita. Kol Misha Yirtza. Now, everyone is Medayik. The Rambam says this lashon, the Rambam says that. When the Rambam says kol, the Rambam means kol. Right? So when the Rambam says that Keser Torah is munach ve'oimed u'muchan lakoil, it means lakoil, with no exceptions. Nobody can patter himself saying that I have no shaykhis. You do. You do have the potential. Every person has the potential to be zayich to Keser Torah. Shenemar, Torah tziva lanu Moshe me'rosha kilos Yaakov, kol mi sheyirtza yovay v'yito. Kol mi sheyirtza. Barring none. So it says kol, right? Like every other Rambam, Mishnah Torah said for a extra word in the Rambam, call Misha Yito, call Misha Yito, call us, call. No, not Roiv, call. V'shem Atomer goes on the Rambam. She'oisen aksorim g'doim that the Keser Malchus and the Keser Kahuna g'doilim mi Keser Torah. Harei hu oimer bi melachim yimloichu v'roiznim bi melachim. That's me. That's v'chaykeku tzedek. B, that B is with the Torah, Sharim Yashuru, that's the Avoida, that's the Shira, Halamadita, it's all with Torah, Torah is above all, Halamadita, Shekeser HaTorah Godol Mikeser Kuna V'Keser Malchus, Omru Chacham, Zalacha Beis, this is the Gemara in Hayris, right, Omru Chacham, Mamzer Talmud Chachamim, V'Kaidim L'Kayin Godol Amar, Shenemar Yekorah Yipin. With a hachana for Kabbalah Satayra, there's a Keser Satayra that's Muchan Lakoil. The way to get it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu learned with you B'chavrusa. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu learn with you B'chavrusa? If you're misbattled to the Rabbi Nesho'el, B'avur HaBaseinu She'botchu V'cha, you're a Yoidei Shemecha. You're a Yoidei Shemecha. You're misbattled to the Rabbi Nesho'el, and you're dovuk to the Rabbi Nesho'el, if you're dovuk to the Rabbi Nesho'el, you are a natural chavrusa for the Rabbi Nesho'el. And with that Siyata Dishmaya, a person can be zeichet to Siyata Dishmaya, to be kol haraitze litel keser tayre, to be naitel the keser tayre. I mean, Shavuos, it's a whole different aspect, a whole different perspective of Shavuos. Shavuos is a yom adin. Shavuos is a yom adin. It's a yom adin la'avar, it's a yom adin la'haba. It's a yom adin la'avar to take stock of how did you use your time? Did you work at 100%? How dedicated were you to learning? What level of prominence did you give learning in the hierarchy of your priorities? And by the same token, it's a Yom HaDin an Vayter. You have an immense potential to be Zeiche to Keser Torah. You have a chance to be Zeiche, to be with a proper Hachana, well, it's late, but with a proper Hachana for Kabbalah Satayrah. A person can be zeichet to the siyata d'shmaya, to have married the katzlach and learning for a whole year. Take advantage.